Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday morning, February the 6th, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour, 29 degrees in sunny skies here in the Marion area, and we are off and running. All right, let's see here. Before we went to break, I was asked how many different studios I have worked in. So I'm going to try to run through this, and we'll see how well the brain's working this morning. Now, I started off at WMRN, and we were in the same building the entire 5 years I was there. Now, that was down on North Main Street, so there's one. Then when I left to go to WDCM, we were in the building that's across from Founders Park. Now, that's the building that's all under construction now and kind of dilapidated. And we were in there until the ceiling fell in. Literally, the ceiling caved in one day. So that's number two. Now, when the ceiling caved in, we moved around the corner to the old GTE building. Remember the building on Main Street that used to have the big white front on it? It's right next to the Trinity Baptist Church on Main Street. So we were there for a while. Then when I left that station, I came to this station, and our first spot was in the Southland Mall, where Dollar Tree is now. So that was our first location here. Then we moved around the corner in the mall, so I guess I'll give that as another location, where the Toggery used to be in the center of the mall. So that was the second location. And then we left the mall altogether. And we went on Center Street. We shared a building with Beltone, which is right next to Lee's Chicken. We always used to smell chicken or burning tires there because we had the Lee's Chicken on one side and Zeus Tire on the other. So there was another. Then we moved downtown above the Ohio Health Building, which is still downtown. And then we moved to the house where we were for a while. And now we are where we are now, over on Delaware Avenue. So in, well, 9 places I've worked in since the beginning of radio. The first three, though, were other places. So this station in the 10-year run has had 6 different locations in 10 years. Now think about that. We must always be on the run. But 10 years we will celebrate. I was thinking about that the other day. 10 years in June. I believe June the 11th was the day we went on the air for the first time. What a big celebration that's going to be this coming June when we celebrate 10 years on the air. That will be a lot of fun. And again, I was talking before we went to break about trying always to put women on the air to find the next Madge Cooper, because I feel this is very, very important to have women on the air in Marion. And maybe Carrington is that. And, you know, we've had women on the air here in the past. And, again, not saying anything negatively about them, but they just were not they weren't radio people. I think they were just... They couldn't have done a show on their own, I guess is what I should say. God love them. We're glad they were here for as long as they were, but they just were not, they didn't have a great knowledge of a lot of things. Now, you got to have a great curiosity, and I don't think they had a great curiosity. I think they were very one-track minded, and a lot of times they were very anxious to go on the air, and that's the kiss of death. So, there you go. But you never know. Carrington could be the next Madge Cooper. So, Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
And during that period of time, when you was on the radio stations, when did you team up with Charlie?
Charlie.
What station? Yeah, Charlie Evers.
WMRN, right in the beginning.
Yeah, you saw him up there, but you guys didn't have no connection. You just working connection, but I mean radio connection. When he was on the radio, when I listened to you, when I started listening to you, you single there for a while, per se, not marriage-wise, but this single announcer when you first started, correct?
Yeah. Oh, you mean when did we start working together?
Well, when you were single, radio. That's you was only used only on the station by yourself. Am I fouled up or am I right about
no,
that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. What happened was when I started at WMRN, I would be on with Jeff Ruth a lot. We would talk a lot. But most of the interviews I did were single interviews. When I started to work on air with Charlie, it was still at WMRN, but it was a few years into me being there. And that all started because of Exchange Club, which is still on the air at this station, because I decided I wanted to do a show once a week where we got together a bunch of people and talked about current events. And he and Marianne Michaels that's when I started working with the both of them.
Well, what I'm getting at, when you started yourself saying, I'm going to have my own radio station, when was that, Scott? Wasn't you coming on the air about 5:30 in the morning or 6 in the morning or some ridiculous or real early hour? I wasn't ridiculous. That's when you wanted to get up. Your time started the availability for you to run the station. Wasn't you solo on a radio station by yourself coming over the air like you are today?
Well, yeah. When I was at WMRN, we used to start at 5:30. And then when I went to WDCM, I was on at 5:30 there. Yeah.
DCM. So that's another one. Was you there solo by yourself that morning and stuff like that? Here's the point I was getting at. You was talking about stopping somewhere, and boy, you told me over the air, you said, hey, you avoided that so-called, hey, you must have got, you said something about oatmeal. I said, yeah, and I said, boy, McDonald, boy, that was hushed up real quick. We wasn't allowed, and other people was calling in. We don't talk about anything, but today it's more freely for you if you want to talk about, hey, I was there to Kroger's, and I was over here, and it wasn't commercialized, but you wasn't allowed to do that. Was there a boss over you told you over the air what you could say, commercialized?
Oh, at WMRN, there were a lot of people, and I used to say things on the air there. I remember one time I talked about, I said something negative about a restaurant in town that I had a negative experience, and boy, they got really bent out of shape about that. So there were people over you there. But when I went to WDCM, that was probably where I had the most trouble with that. Because if you were not a sponsor on that station, they did not want you to mention anything. And when you're talking about the oatmeal, that happened at WDCM, because when I used to, 5:30 in the morning, I had to be there. So I would get up at 5, and I would go down. Only thing where I could get a quick breakfast was McDonald's. I would get an oatmeal and a Diet Coke, and I'd go back up to WDCM. And if you mentioned any business on the air there that didn't give them prizes or that was not a sponsor, they did not like it.
Yeah, that's when I started listening to you. So can you recall my memory what year that was?
I started at WDCM. That probably would have been about 2011, 2012.
Oh, yeah, something like that. I know I've been with you a long time listening to you, and then you started getting stronger and stronger and more people. And then what year when Charlie actually down there at the old mall there on Southland Mall, did you guys team up and have Charlie come back on radio after he was off a spell from WMI? He went to that other station. What was that big shot name that had that radio station there someplace? What was his name?
Well, it was actually a conglomerate. That was WDCM. It was Mike Mastro and Mike Zucker. It was a businessman in town that owned that station.
There was another big name there. What was the name? Hickey, they had money and stuff, and they owned stuff or said something. You worked for them.
Oh, was it Scantlin?
Scantlin, that's the name. Yeah, I haven't heard Scantlin name around for a long time. I don't know if they're still around or not in any kind of radio, are they?
No, I think they're in Florida now.
Okay. But Scantlin, yeah, Scantlin was a big name there. Charlie worked for them, didn't he?
He did. But Charlie was always around. Now, as I said, at WMRN, we worked together doing Exchange Club, but really that was about it. But when we went, I don't know, it wasn't on purpose, but he went to WDCM, and then not too long after that, they approached me, so then I went to WDCM. And when I was there, I used to have Charlie on with me every Friday morning. He would come on for 2 or 3 hours, and we would talk about whatever. And then when I came, when this station started 10 years ago, 2014, he was here the first week. I asked him if he wanted to come over, and he said yes. And so, yeah, the last 6 years of his career were here.
If you don't want me to talk any more about radio, well, you just say so.
No, I love talking about radio.
Here's another thing. I just being nosy, see, and sometimes you can't be nosy on the radio stay. But for say, here's what I'm thinking about Charlie. Charlie come with you, but him in order to be there, you'd have to have a sponsor. So he had his own sponsor, the Fay Bank, right?
When he first came, he did not have Fay Bank, but I think it like 9 months in, Fay Bank came on. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was with them a long time, right?
Yeah, they stuck around for quite a while.
Because he knew the people up there, Fay Bank. Now, here's what I'm getting at, the personalization, but you can be just politely say, I just don't talk about that. But today, right up to date, and I can probably get this done in 5 minutes. I don't want to hog the air, but during this period of time, when people come to your show, let's just say Charlie, he had his own on sponsors, so he was the boss, what he could say and what he could do on there. You wasn't, right?
Well, I'll tell you. Now the truth of the no, this is the truth of the matter. I'll give you the full story on this.
Well, he asked another question. Was you ever the boss of the radio station, or who is the boss right now of the radio station that you're operating from?
Well, it's tiered in this way. What happens
is Adam connected with the bossing of the radio station. That's what the point I'll get to there.
Right. Well, I guess here's how I would say that. It really is this. It's a weird thing, but I'm what you call the program director. So anything that goes on the air, any programming on the air, I guess I would be responsible for creating. And if there were any problems, that would be my field. Adam,
you're titled broadcaster also, right?
Yeah, I'm also an on-air person. Yeah. So,
broadcaster, is that what they said on the tablet, the broadcaster?
Broadcaster, program director.
Okay,
now, Adam would be, at this point, he does a show, so he would be considered a broadcaster too, but he's also over all the internet stuff, getting the stuff on the website, making sure we're streaming, all of that.
And I'm out of bounds on that, but I got the drift all of what the YouTube and Google, and I got friends and stuff that tell me that, but I don't talk that thing with them. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's and Terry is more in charge of public relations. Like, he'll go out to businesses and talk to them.
And then
Sean is in charge of actual equipment in the studio, and he also does a lot of the filming for us. So everybody's kind of got their own area.
He was working somewhere else, and he'd call on his radio. A lot of times when we'd be folks like myself be talking, he would he'd call in on his, and he'd be driving and to work, and he'd be coming on early. And then I guess something disrupted his work, and then he more or less come back to you full-time, more or less. Is that right? And then he's doing some stuff with the TV episode. I'm lost in that era, but probably other people are too. But that's a different thing, and I'm glad you're advancing in that also. That's a up-and-coming thing, maybe. I don't know. But so what else? There's like Linda Sims. She's on there. Does she have to pay her own way, or how does those people come on to your Pastor Craig, and then how do they come on to your show? They just don't come in there and say, hey, I wouldn't mind being on your show. You accept them, then who pays their way? That's what I'm asking.
Well, then, and that comes back to the Charlie story. So where, how that all happened, specifically with Charlie, and then we can talk about Pastor Craig and Linda, but how that happened with Charlie was, I asked him to come over because we were starting, and you need people on the air when you start. Now, he did not initially have a sponsor, and he was only doing one day a week. He started in, would have been June of 2014 when we started. Now, I approached Faye Bank, because they were doing a lot of community outreach at that point. So about 9 months in, I went down to Faye Bank and I said, listen, would you like to do Charlie Evers' show? We're thinking of expanding that to more than one day a week, and would you be interested in sponsoring that? And if people remember, also at that time, Kroger came aboard and started doing the show that Marianne, Charlie, and I did. And we would give away a Kroger gift card, and we'd have donuts and coffee in the studio, so that sort of thing. But so what happened was Faye Bank did Charlie's show, and that way he had a sponsor, but he didn't come with a sponsor. And eventually we just got him one, which worked out well for a long time.
Let me hold you up right there. I got correct because I've heard this before. I know a lot of people in Marion over my time. In a young age, I've met a people. There was a woman that was kind of up real high class in position at Faye Bank, and I knowed her when I was 17, 18, too, because I'd take money from Ford and walk right down Main Street, several thousands of dollars in a little purse, you know. And I asked the girls up there, I said, hey, I mean, women then, and they really took a liking to me. I said, what if somebody hits me in the head? They said, well, just rub your head and get back up the bank as fast as you can. They said, you're bonded, you're okay, nobody's going to do anything to you. But the woman up there at Faye Bank, I got to know her. Can you recall the woman that was really up the Faye Bank for a long time? I forgot her last name, but I know her. But anyhow.
What was that?
Do you know something beeping in there? Let this beeper go out. Do you know the woman that worked up the Faye Bank back in Charlie?
You know, not that I can remember.
Oh, she's well known. She was really a wonderful woman. She was, but anyhow, I thought that the way I heard secondhand and see this was he said, she said that Charlie was a good friend of the president of Faye Bank. Is that right?
You know, I can't say no, but I here's what I will say. When we picked up Faye Bank for Charlie, I don't think he ever even went to a meeting. I mean, I was in on some of those meetings, but I don't think Charlie ever went to one.
Per se, the president of Faye Bank and Charlie was kind of rubbed elbows in their younger days or something like that.
You know, I don't know. It could be.
Anyhow, we'll get off of that and go back. How is the other business part? I just kind of wanted to know the business part, how it's going now and how it's going to like prevail and stuff. I know the young girl that's working for you now, Carrington, I heard there on the air that she maybe had interviews with airline stewardess. Now, to me, she would have a big future in airline stewardess if she ever got that job. I think it'd pay more than the radio station job. Now, that's just my opinion.
Well, it depends on what you do, but I do know, yeah, she did have a job doing that because that is actually... That's an interesting story, and Carrington should tell that sometime, because what happened was, when she got out of college, that's what she wanted to do, be an airline stewardess. But in the meantime, as she was trying to get one of those jobs, she ran into us, and apparently she liked it so much and liked being in broadcasting, now she doesn't want to leave it. So, it's one of those things to where, yes, she still wants to try it, but she does not want to leave. So. That's a job that leaves you a lot of open time because airline stewardess, you know, you're not working 7 days a week. So she wouldn't be leaving. It would just be, I think she would get rid of her Kroger job. I think that would go by the wayside for the airline thing.
Well, I've known several airline stewardesses in our graduating class, and they made good money. That's a secure job. I mean, you're all over the world and everything in that job. Yeah. Yeah, and I imagine you could work about as much as you wanted to. I don't know how if they got enough or not, but what have they got? About three or four on planes that I've traveled all over the United States and stuff.
They do. But you know, but I don't think honestly, and this is one of the great things I can say about Carrington. I could say this about Matt as well. I don't think that they are money driven at all. I don't think she would ever take a job based on the money. And I think
yeah, but by golly, the way things are, about $80,000 for an automobile drive back and forth to work if you wanted to get a new one instead of a piece of junk that's been flooded down in the southern rivers and stuff like that. But anyhow, the point I was getting at, money-wise, is the thing at talk. So how about the rest of them? Do they have to – I know Linda Sims there, or Linda, she has her sponsor too. And I've never heard Pastor Craig tell about his sponsor.
You know, how that works with us is they deal with their own sponsor. I did not go out and do – I had nothing to do with Linda's or Pastor Craig's sponsors. Only yeah, chart – yeah.
The other pastor down there in Prospect, he left. I haven't heard him on the show, too, so that's clarification since I'm getting back on the air with you a little bit. Where did he go? I know his name. I've heard it so many times.
Yeah, Pastor Whitaker. Pastor Whitaker, at the end of November, I think, was having a lot. He was having a lot of personal issues and things going on. So I think right now he's just on a sabbatical because he wanted to take some time and clear up some things.
Well, yeah, that's his business. But, I've heard him being at a few funerals, his Reverend Pastor Whitaker. But he changed his name. He didn't want the last name. He just went like Pastor Craig. There's no last name to him. He wanted the first name, but when you introduce him, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker, and you stay with your name, too. So,
whatever people want to be called, I'll go with.
Well, that's not necessarily, is it?
Well, it depends on how much I like them. If they're in the past, I'll call them some names, but if they're in the future, much better.
Well, that's okay, Scott. I was just wondering the future of the radio station, how that was going, and if you guys planned on going to stay with it or kind of going to melt into the wild blue yonder on television things and stuff like that.
On that note, I'll tell you this, and I can say this with full confidence. The radio station right now is doing better than it has ever done, to my knowledge. The setup of the office we're in, the situation we've got, the people on the air, and the financial support is better than it's ever been. So I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon.
I might go with the financial support and the radio station then, because every one you've been in, I've always heard about chilling temperatures from day one, those kind of crummy, crappy places to get into. This is a little bit more stylish, but it hasn't got running water in it, and it hasn't got a toilet facility in it. So I thought, man, that's a kind of hindrance when you're having a little shindig out there in the yard. But
now the bathroom is right next door. We've had, when we were in the Ohio Health Building, we didn't have a bathroom in the studio. We had to use one on the floor. Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, but I just wondered about the conditions and the stuff and everything in your opinion, and don't hear from Adam or nobody else chimes in anymore like they used to, and I just wondered if that is a, and you got your own people, like everyone you've talked there on there, it just seems like, what do you call it, the upper crust of the radio place versus the other people or something, you just don't hear that rhyme coming in anymore. It used to be pretty delightful, you know, but it seems like it all quivers down, and the audience thing is losing momentum.
Well, I think the audience thing is actually pretty good at this particular point. That's
oh,
yeah.
You're hearing more than I'm hearing them, so.
Well, it could be. It could be. I don't know.
I have been listening regularly, you know, steady, but I just have the last few days here, so. I was just being nosy, and if anybody else wanted to wonder like I was, I know Adam always, if there was a little trouble going on or something said over the air, well, he'd kind of come in and give you a little lecture there, maybe on break or something like that. You never heard no more.
Well, I'll tell you what part of it is. I think people gauge things by the number of phone calls that are coming in, and I was doing games. Anytime you do games and giveaways, you're going to get more phone calls. And so we did that for quite a while, And then people kept saying, well, I like it when you talk. I like when we do more subjects. I like when you do interviews. So the calls are just naturally going to be less when you do that. But I just didn't want to do games every morning. Now, if I sat here and did games every morning, you'd hear the phone ring off the hook.
It might be for a while, then it'd be just monotonous. You get down to one or two people and stuff like that. But another thing, Scott, that I run out of my mind and didn't block that in my memory. It don't make that much difference. But if you do anything else, what is your thing about this radio?
We just got a message out there from Mary. She says, I listen every day, even when I'm in Florida.
Well, that's good. She's down there with a lot of people from Marion up in Florida. She's from Marion. But, yeah, that was the point I get at. I know you get a lot of those. What is it on the screen there in front of you?
Messages. Yeah,
the messages, email, or what is it called? Just a message. You get a lot of that, and I can tell when you're getting them because you change your momentum in relaying the message through the microphone because you're reading that and you're laughing and stuff. But if you haven't laughed too much, the message you're getting, they're pretty sensible anymore. They're not they don't tickle your inners anymore, it seems like.
Well, and Abby is out. Abby's up there this morning. She's out there every morning. But, you know, when people are working, I think, or they're out of town, I mean, we have the people who listen in Idaho. We got a package last Friday night from the guy who listens in Idaho. He sent us a lithograph, which I thought was interesting. So
what?
I think it's called a lithograph. It's a picture that comes off a 3D printer that if you hold it up to the light, it shines through. And I know there are a lot of people who listen who never call in. So, you know, that's okay.
I know this radio and transmission time is really getting really. They're getting a lot of that, and they're trying. I saw on TV there one day they're taking away TikTok, and they explained something about that. My goodness, how many more are they going to get us, Scott? We aren't going to be able to pronounce the word, are we?
You know, I don't know. It's getting very, very difficult. I will say that.
It's getting very pretty competitive, isn't it, Scott?
It is, but I like it that way because I think on election night, I don't know how many people were listening to us, but it was a ton. And the local politicians who will never call in, I've been told many times everybody at City Hall is listening, but they're not going to call in because they don't want you to hear them.
Oh, yeah. And I heard, too, that through the grapevine and stuff, and you've heard it and you know that I've heard it and stuff like that. That your station is a Democratic station. That's well known all over.
No, I don't think that's well known. I don't know about that.
Well, I've heard it, you know. And
now people say it, but I don't think it's true.
Well, that there we go. Yeah, well, you'll go anybody's opinion. And then Pastor Craig, well, he's a Republican, and he was down at the Republican Party. I remember that time, him and Linda Sim, but they was eating food, but how did they get down to electric? They went down there to comment on the election last time for a mayor and stuff like that. So I just wondered how everything goes and who's responsible for who and how the everything's laid out. I just cracked no getting around about it. I ask, and you can receive the question answered, and I think you've done a well job. And maybe other listeners trying to find an outer. Feel like if you want to call in and ask questions to you, you'd be welcome, wouldn't you?
Well, whatever you got. You want to ask about anything or any people, I'll be glad to fill in the blanks.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, there was a little history of the radio station. Now, and I think I got that all right. You know, sometimes 10 years passes by, and you forget certain things. Now, this whole thing about being a Democratic station, you know, I don't even know what to say to that. Because when Jack Kellogg was mayor, we had him on. When Mayor Schertzer was mayor, we had him on. We've had Roger Stone on, who's a big Republican. We had Phyllis Schlafly reports on. She was a big Republican. We used to have Barry Farber on, big Republican, but we've also, of course, had Mary Ellen Withrow and
Jesse Jackson and Al Franken, who are all Democrats. I never thought about it. We've had Jim Jordan on, Republican. I never thought Democrat versus Republican. Now, I will tell you that there are certain Republicans who don't like to do media at all, unless it's no hard questions. Now, I'm sure there are some Democrats who are feel that way, too, so I don't want to say that's just Republicans. But locally in Marion, there are some Republicans who just do not want to be asked any hard questions. Now, you know, that's just not the way we do things here. But we also ask the Democrats hard questions. Go back and listen to any interview I did with Mayor Schertzer. I don't think we softballed him. And we've got the independents, Miranda McGinnis. We've had her on. Jason Schauber's a Republican. He's been on quite a bit lately. Matt Pollack is a Republican. He's been on. So I never thought about it. I never thought about people's politics. I think people are going to label you one way or another in this political world. But I just never thought about it. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Whatever is floating around out there, we'll talk about it. Now, okay, well, we've talked about Groundhog Day and we've talked about restaurants, Spaghetti Warehouse, Baker's, Dairy Queen. We've talked about the death of Toby Keith last night at the age of 62. Women's Club, we talked about the letter there. I don't know. You know, it's nice to be around doing what you like to do. So I think that's a big thing. And I think to still be around doing it is fun. And to still be around with people who you like is a lot of fun. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning from Idaho, Scott.
I'm glad. Idaho, what time is it in Idaho?
It is currently 6:45 in the morning.
You know, it's interesting that you would call in because that just goes to show our listenership is now, after being on nearly 10 years, states. We're in different states, which I like that.
So you stay nearly 10 years, just out of curiosity, when is the official 10-year anniversary going to be?
I think it's June 11th.
June 11th.
I think we started June 11th, 20... Was it June 10th or June 11th? I'll have to look it up. It was either June 10th or June 11th, 2014.
Okay, yeah, I'd definitely like to know because I'd, with my 3D printer and everything, I'd love to make something to commemorate that for you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Well, explain what that is because somebody asked earlier what that is, and I probably did not do a great job in explaining it. So what was that thing you sent us on Friday night?
So... the thing I sent you guys for Friday night, it's called a lithophane. It took you a little bit, but you had the pronunciation correct eventually. So there's a software that is available out there that you can take a picture, and then you upload the picture to that software, and it converts it into a 3D model that can then be used for a 3D printer. So lithophanes are popular for making nightlights, actually. So the one I sent you guys was flat, but a lot of people make curved half-circle lithophanes, which are then glued to the front of a night lamp, and then when the nightlight is on, you see the picture.
Oh, that's it. And we loved it. It was great, and I think Carrington took a picture of it, so we're going to put it up on Facebook soon. Now, did you like the little? Okay. Did you get to hear the little history of WGH there?
Yes, I did.
So, what do you make of that?
Honestly, the whole thing is just cool to me. Like I continue to say, just being a small community radio station, having that personal touch, and being able to call in and talk about literally anything, you can't get that anywhere else. What you guys have going on is really special.
Well, I think so, and I think that being more... I like the idea that you can listen in Idaho, Mary can listen in Florida, and we can have people listening here in Ohio, and I know a lot of people listen down in Columbus, so I like that. That can happen. I don't, you know, a show broadcasting out of Marion can be listened to and called in by people in Marion, Florida, Idaho, Columbus. I don't think you get that anywhere.
Right. So just out of curiosity, so with how your listener base is growing and spreading out, have you had any record yet of anybody outside of the U.S. listening yet?
You know, we have in the past. Now, I'm trying to think. There was a place, and I'll get the country wrong. But yes, people have done that. And I'll tell you, that's very, very interesting.
Okay, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's just like when we did the thing with, the Groundhog thing on Friday.
Yeah.
That was national news. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you for making the national news with that. I wish I could have been there for it, but on Groundhog Day, I had work. I was on work at overtime, and we were in upset conditions because we had a bunch of equipment breaking down. So, unfortunately, I didn't have the time to tune in. I was only able to listen to the replay after it was uploaded, but... That is really cool that you made the national news. That is amazing.
Well, and we've done that a few times over the years, so it's great that that's still able to happen. And, you know, it's just fun. It's fun to be here and doing what we do, and we don't censor the calls, and I like that.
Oh, yeah.
But you were getting a kick out of the Friday night show with Carrington and I going back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she needs help sometimes.
Yeah, when I was listening to the replay of Friday Night Live, and, first the Eskimo comment when with how much she had on cracked me up, and then when you guys were opening the gift and you asked what's wrong with your fingers, I was laughing so hard I about passed out.
Well, see, that's the kind of comedy we want to deliver. We want to deliver that real highball comedy.
Yeah. You guys crack me up when you guys are going at each other.
Well, and it's fun, you know, because we don't take anything personally, and she does come back at me, and I like that. I think that's fun.
Yeah,
I think
it's good. It's good, clean fun.
You know, I think that is the key to... a good program, you know, and again, not saying anything bad about people in the past. I just don't think they had that trait. So it's good to have her
good,
there.
It's good to have that kind of camaraderie and to be able to kind of, you know, I don't know any other way to put this, but gently bully each other, but still be able to get along, you know, just kind of go back and forth, but you know it's in good nature and in good fun. And
well, I always say, I wish people could see what went on in the studio, because we can have these conversations on the air that aren't planned and do seem like arguments. But when we go to, as soon as we go to break, nobody's talking about them. It's not like we're sitting there arguing with each other. It's normal conversation. It's nothing like that.
Oh, I can tell just from listening to the broadcast that it's never an argument. You guys are having fun and you're doing your thing.
Yeah, and I think it's fun to do that. I think we leave it all on the air and then where it goes. Now, I will also say that I didn't mention this with our last caller, that a lot of our listenership doesn't necessarily come from live programming either. Now, I know you listen to a lot of the repeats because of the time difference. And I know a lot of people do that. So, you know, it's not just people listening when we're live who can call in live. It's people who listen, you know, oh, hey, you had the auditor on. I want to hear that. Oh, you had a celebrity on. I want to hear that. Or, hey, I'm just in a different time zone. I'll listen later in the day. You can't call in, but you're still listening.
Yeah. Well, because the time zone I'm in, I have a 3-hour difference from you. I remember one of the first times that I listened to one of the replays out here. I was at work. I was on a night shift, and I was unaware at the time that it was a replay, and I kept trying to call in to do the answers for some trivia thing you were doing. It was probably 3 o'clock in the morning my time, which would have been 6 your time, and I kept calling and calling, and I was going nuts. I was like, why is my call not going through?
So at this point, I certainly don't think we're on the downturn yet.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Well, I'm so glad you got up early, and I did pass your message along to Pastor Craig, and he's taking care of that.
Thank you. So I was just talking with Bella's mother earlier, so she actually went into the surgery about 30 minutes ago. It sounds like she's going to be out of it around noon. And then they said that she's probably going to be in like a semi-comatose state until about a week later. And then she should wake up from everything. And then it's going to take a while for her to get back to normal. But this surgery is her only chance of her having a normal life. So,
well, we're certainly
you passing my prayers on the Pastor Craig.
Well, we're all thinking about her. We're thinking about
anybody
her.
Anybody else out there, if you believe, please, please pray. We need all the prayers we can get.
Well, we're thinking and sending good thoughts that way.
Well, Scott, before I get off of here, I actually had another question for you.
Go right ahead.
So, in broadcasting, I know, like you said, like you don't censor any of the calls, you know?
Right.
So I was just curious. In the past, have you ever had a caller or a guest that was so out of pocket that you actually did have to censor them?
There are times where we've had to go back, because we do replays. There are times where I've went back and censored just words. I've never taken big pieces out. But if there were like a word that I thought was going to offend somebody, I would put a beep in just to show that we're censoring that word. But other than that, really, not that I can think of.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're up early, and I'm glad you're with us. Thank you.
Yep, and I'll keep listening throughout the day. Take care, Scott.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
There you go. Our Idaho audience, 6:50 out there a.m. in Idaho. So, there we go. I think that's more apoplectic of our audience than anything else. All right, 740-751-4038. 4 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. And that is the technology that I think is fascinating. How, you know, you do a show in Marion, Ohio, that is listened to people in Marion, but also listened to people in being heard by people in Idaho, being heard by people in Florida, being heard by people in Columbus, all at the same time, and anybody can call in, and I think that's fascinating. Technology galore. So if I really got on here one morning and was in a really, mood, if I was really in a mood one morning, and I got on here and said something negative about somebody, think about that. It could be heard in Idaho. It could be heard in Florida. It could be heard in Columbus. This thing could be heard in at least 3 different states if I got on here and said something negative about somebody. Now, that's show business. 31 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you never know. You never know. I could come on one morning and just decide, you know what? Somebody's getting on my nerves today. You know, Helen Thomas used to say, and I love this line. She worked for the wire services for a long time. And she used to say, well, you never gave your opinion in a wire service. But then she became a columnist. And she said, I used to wake up every day and say, well, who do I hate today? Because she had to give her opinion. So that's how people look at it. All right, if you've been thinking about calling in, this is your last shot. 2 minutes left to go, 2-minute warning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any questions you want to ask, I might be able to answer one more with 2 minutes left to go, or anything else on your mind today, we can slip it in and have a conversation about it. 740-751-4038. And you know the thing about radio that I will say, you never think about how many people are listening. At least I have never thought about it. I always think you're broadcasting to one person. That's how I've always thought about it. I think, I mean, you obviously have more people out there, but you're always talking to one person. And I think most people in radio would probably tell you that, because it's a much more intimate medium than anything else. When you're doing television, you're looking at the camera. But when you're doing radio, it's just you. It's you in a room talking. And I think, essentially, you're always just talking to one person in your own mind. So I think that's a big difference as well. All right. Well, we're down to the last 60 seconds here. I hope you've enjoyed the program this morning. We'll come back and do it again tomorrow. And we thank everybody who listened this morning. We thank everybody who participated. And we hope that the participation and the interest continues. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell anybody you know. We'll be here for a long time to come, as far as I know, unless one of us drops over. You know, if one of us drops over, then what can you do? But as far as I know, nobody's dropped over yet. So I can say today, Scott Spears is heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book.